clause about not accepting presents or offices from any king or foreign state. The case is about, quote, unprecedented constitutional violations due to the fact that Donald Trump has not fully separated himself from his businesses. The case will require President Trump to hand over his tax returns as evidence, and that alone is expected to send it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Pakistan is calling their prime minister to testify in a corruption investigation in something that's never happened in that country. Here's more on the story.
It's the first time a sitting Pakistani premier has been asked to appear before any investigative agency. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif received the summons to appear before Pakistan's joint investigation team set up to look into corruption claims. Specifically, the investigators want to know how his family obtained its vast wealth, including ownership of luxury flats in London.
And the Pittsburgh Penguins hoisting the Stanley Cup for a second straight season. The Penguins beat the Predators 2-0 in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Nashville. Matt Murray stopped all 27 shots he faced in the victory. It's the first repeat championship since the Detroit Red Wings in 1997 and 1998. In other sports news, the NBA Finals had themselves in a familiar position. Cavaliers at Oracle Arena for Game 5 against the Warriors, trailing 3-1. USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Great timing.
Good afternoon. The weather today is sunny with a high near 94, and west winds around 9 miles an hour. Tonight it's going to be patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 66, and southwest winds around 6 miles an hour. Tuesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise it'll be sunny with a high near 94, and west winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. And it's only a 20% chance of precipitation, so I guess it's a matter of where you are. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 a.m., and mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Light northwest winds and a chance of precipitation, I can speak, goes up a little more. It goes to 40%. And the rainfall amounts will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and noon. Partly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 75. I can live with 75. 95 and 4 is a little tough. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and our hour is compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI has a chapter in every state and every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses, use our phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family who have a mental illness or know someone or work with someone who does. And we do this in various ways. We do it by running a support group for families once a month. And everything that's said there is totally confidential. And you don't have to register to go or anything like that. It's free. We also teach a 12-week, what they call family-to-family class, where we try to teach folks what it's like to be the person with the mental illness. And we also, that you have to register for, and that's run in the fall and in the spring. And it's something that, you know, we try to tell people what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances, what to say, what not to say, medication, side effects, etc. And it's a very good course, so, you know, I would strongly suggest it. If you have a young child who is suffering from ADHD or whatever, we have what they call a basics course, which is about 6 weeks. I think it's 6 weeks long. And you also have to register for that, but that's the only thing. Anything else you can just come to. Everything is free. There's no cost for materials or anything like that. You just have to register. And if you have any questions or need to reach out to NAMI, all you have to do is dial 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't have someone manning the phone 24/7, but we do have someone that checks it at least twice a day, and we guarantee we'll get back to you. All right, today we are very privileged to have with us Zoo Sikowski. Did I say it right?
Not at all, no? But it's okay.
How do you say it then?
Sue Zakowski.
Zakowski.
Close enough, though.
Yeah, Sikowski's close enough.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm going to murder yours, Ashley. So. But Sue is a Chief Development Officer of Abilities of Northwest Jersey Incorporated. And we also have with us Ashley Stettner.
Correct.
Oh, see?
Very good.
Yeah, how about that? It's easier than Zukowski or whatever.
No W, Larry. No W. It's okay. It's fine.
And Ashley is the Assistant Director of Program Services at Abilities Northwest. Now, what is a Chief Development Officer? I have a pretty good idea what a development officer does, but what does a Chief Development Officer do?
Still figuring out. Every day it changes. But to tell you a little bit about, I guess, my history and how I got involved with Abilities. I started working for them when I was 10, so I've been with the organization for 32 years now. And I've kind of grown with the organization. I first started providing case management to individuals with disabilities, and it's a vocational day program. And then I developed our supported employment program, which is finding jobs and supporting people with disabilities in the community and connecting them to employers. And then just ready for the next challenge. So I started doing fundraising, developing new programs, coming up with innovative services, marketing, connecting the community to Abilities. So that's a little bit about me and what I do.
Okay, Ashley, you're up.
Okay.
What does a Assistant Director of Program Services do?
Well,
that's a title and a half.
Yeah, we kind of oversee our day program services that we have. We have six locations throughout Warren County. So we kind of oversee people coming in and exiting the programs. We, you know, we're there hands-on. We work with the clinical team as far as, a BCBA, a nurse, an occupational therapist, speech therapist. We all kind of work together. We do a lot of different things.
You cover numerous, a couple counties, not just Warren, right?
So maybe I should really just start about who is Abilities and...
Oh, that's my next question. What do you...
Yeah.
What do you do and how did you get started?
Sure. Abilities is a nonprofit organization. We started, I believe, 42 years ago. A group of parents got together and said, you know, we need to have a day program for our children. So we opened the doors. It was a house that served 25 individuals, and it was a day program, just doing work kind of programs. Well, through the years, 42 years later, we are now serving over 350 people on a daily basis in six program locations. And that's, and we're based in Warren County. We have a facility in Hackettstown, two in Washington, and one in Phillipsburg.
Okay.
We operate a social enterprise, a print shop downtown Main Street in Washington.
We're going to get to that,
and too. We'll talk about right. that in a little right. bit. And then we have another facility. It's called Employment Pathways, and they are the division that help people find jobs, and they support individuals in connecting with employers.
Okay.
So agency-wide, like I said, 350 individuals. We serve all disabilities, mental, physical, emotional, learning, from age 14 up. So we're starting to work with...
We actually started a new service within the last year, which is our in-home support service, where we can serve children from the age of 5 until the day they're 21. And what we do is we have our supervisor of that program will go out and evaluate the, you know, mm-hmm. the child. What do you what are you looking for with that? You know, it may be teaching the child how to be kind of on a schedule. You know, they might have a hard time getting on the bus in the morning. So you want to, we would come in there and we'd help the family develop a schedule of for this person to be able to get up and get on the bus on time.
Okay.
It could be doing laundry. It could be a lot of your daily living skills that sometimes the individuals we serve kind of lack in that area. We want to try and build that when they're younger and teach the families how to continue to support their children in that manner. So we actually start serving them at 5.
And that's relatively new, so I'm still like stumbling. But other than that, we start working with kids when they're in high school, and then that transition from high school to the world of work.
How did you get involved in this, Ashley?
Great question. I'm still not sure sometimes. I kind of went to college and I wanted to be a teacher. And then I, throughout, you know, going through coursework, I didn't really want to be a teacher. So I ended up in this course, Rehabilitative Services, and I loved it. And I'm so glad I found it because it's very similar. You know, it's everything we do on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And I got out of school and I worked at the mall for a couple months and somehow I found Abilities and I've been there 10 years. So I've done a bunch of different job capacities throughout the 10 years. So I have a little bit of experience with a lot of the different areas in the agency, but I wouldn't change it.
That's awesome.
Happy to be there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wait, let me back up for a second, Larry.
Sure,
go ahead. So you mentioned you started when you were 10 years old. You started working there?
That's
Can
just
you
a joke because
back-
I don't want to say what my age is. I actually started right out of college, so I've been there for a long time.
She was 10 years old when she started out of college.
I just want people to think I'm only 40.
Yeah. Okay. I caught that, but
we don't have to worry about the child labor laws.
I was waiting for that to happen.
No, I'm very passionate about our organization, and like I said, I want to tell stories and tell about all the successful programs and services that we can provide. I have just seen through the years, I mean, we've placed over 650 people in competitive jobs in the community. And every day we just, you know, Ashley and I are here really just to say we see daily successes, just the small little things that people can do that just make me passionate about what we do every day.
Right. How do you get your clients? I mean, they don't just walk into your office, I would imagine.
They could, sometimes.
I mean, they could, but I mean, you know.
We, like Ashley said, the home-based services, we are working with the Department of Children and Family Services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But typically, Division of Developmental Disabilities,
okay.
Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, and the school system. So we start connecting with kids when they're still in schools. So child study teams are making referrals of students that they're identifying need help in transitioning into work and start working on those kind of soft skills and things that they need in order to find what's after graduation. So we start, you know, connecting with schools prior to graduation.
And your clients aren't all just autistic.
No.
They're a full range of...
We have anywhere from autism to mental health. We have people who have physical disabilities and can't necessarily work out in the community due to the physical disability. So they may come to one of our DVR programs and have a little more assistance, and but still be able to make a paycheck. So it really varies on what, you know, disability per se they have.
What is a DVR program?
So, like I said, there's funding different way for, through DVD or DVR. DVR is more, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, is more focused on employment programs. So we have a center-based program where individuals come daily and they're learning work skills and, you know, coming to work every day, communication, quality of work, all those soft skills there and work ethics that you need in order to get a job in the community. So an individual may go to a center-based program prior to getting a job in the community and transition into our supported employment program.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. Your autism customized education support, or ACES.
Right. It's our autism customized employment and services, actually.
Oh, well, excuse me. Boy,
I always get it wrong.
So blame her. She wrote it wrong.
That's funny. So that's kind of something we thought of, because I don't know if people are aware of autism. The prevalence in New Jersey is 1 in 45 children are diagnosed with autism. In the country, it's 1 in 68. So it's a lot lower of a number in New Jersey. So we wanted to look at that population, because there is going to be a need. We're going to have a tsunami of children coming out of the school system, and we're a workforce state. So we want to try and get people to have a lot of those soft skills to be able to maybe be in the community working. So it's more of an individualized program, and it can be at whatever program we're at, and we kind of individualize the program to the person. Because there's no two people with autism that are alike.
Well, that's the same thing with mental illness. It's the same thing with disabilities. You know, it's the same thing with a lot of it. What I'm capable of doing, somebody else may not be capable of doing, you know, and we have the same illness.
Correct.
You know, or vice versa. I mean, I may not be able to do what they're doing, you know.
Yeah. So we kind of look at the individual as themselves. We don't make it a program where it's across the board and everyone's doing it, because everyone's different.
Right.
So we look at their skills. What skills do they have? What are skills that we need to work on? You know, if they're in one of our day program settings, it might be working on more of their daily living skills. You know, they might not have all of those, so we might start working on that kind of stuff and then continue further from there.
Yeah, because I know a couple people who have autistic children who are highly functional.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, so there's a real spectrum for autism, which Ashley can actually refer to more.
Behavioral. Yes, we do. You know, we have behavioral supports on staff. We do have an occupational therapist. It's, you know, very wide spectrum. That's why it's a program that we have within the agency, but it's across the board, because we might have someone who just comes out of school and they might be in one of our DVR programs and they need a little more assistance to get comfortable, but they may be able to go out in the community and work. So we just want to help them in whatever way. Maybe it's communicating effectively with their supervisors, or maybe it's learning how to take a break and how to ask for a break when they're at work. It could be a variety of things, but we want to work with them to make them the most successful they can be.
And what exactly is student transition?
That's huge. That is huge. Yeah. Most people don't realize this, but every child who is in a special education program is entitled to start transition services at the age of 16. Ideally, parents really need to start focusing on it at the age of 14, giving them the idea of, okay, what do I see my child doing in the future? Do I see them out in the community? Do I see them doing this? It gives 2 years of preparation and starting to put the bug in school's ears that we want to do a transition. We want our child to try out different jobs, or maybe it is they have a child who's autistic that maybe wouldn't necessarily be out in the community working, but coming to one of our day programs. Transition is huge for any autistic, any person with disabilities, but mainly with the autistic population, they have a difficult time. So if we're able to transition them with their familiar staff from school and they start getting used to our programs, it makes it a much smoother transition in the future when they do graduate from school.
Do you find that we run into this sometimes with folks with mental health disorders? The family is, oh, get over it. You know, pull yourself up. Go back to work. Get out and get a job. Get out of bed. Yada, yada. You may not find it so much with autism. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that, you know.
Yeah, it really depends on the disability.
Yeah.
You know, mental health has, you know, more different techniques that you may implement as far as connecting and helping them, guiding them towards employment. I think a lot of the individuals that are classified in high school, mental health, they sometimes are left, you know, fall between the crack, right? And they're not necessarily given the support. So we may be talking about more the learning disabled, developmentally disabled that are classified in high school. It'd have to be a pretty proactive case manager in high school to help connect those kids that have some mental health issues to organizations like ours. But we certainly can provide that transition. It might not be skill building, but it's the support services. Mm-hmm. You know, you wake up in the morning and you're feeling kind of depressed, don't feel like going to work, whatever it might be. We're an organization that can support them, and they would call us and say, listen, I'm not going to work. And our job coaches would say, listen, you go to work, I'll meet you there, and I'll help you get through the day. Mm-hmm. So those are the supports that our supported employment program provides to that population to help them get connected to employers. So again, it's really very individualized, our program services, depending on your disabilities and the support you need to be successful.
I would think that it would have to be, you know, let's face it, not everybody's the same.
Right.
You know, you two ladies are different mm-hmm. in, you know, likes or dislikes or whatever, and abilities or whatever the case may be, just like all of us
right.
are different. You know, we have our plus sides and our downsides.
Sure
you know?
Do.
And, you know, so if you top that off with some type of disability, whether it's physical, mental, or whatever, now you got two challenges, you know. And so to have somebody, you know, an organization like yours, I think is pretty awesome because the people need help, you know.
Absolutely.
We always try to focus on the positives. We don't right. try and keep looking at the negatives. We want to focus on the positives and celebrate them. It builds confidence.
Right.
And, right. And,
right.
And matter of fact, we change our mission statement. It's not people with disabilities. It's people with different abilities. That's the way we look at things. We approach people mm-hmm. as individuals, and
right.
they have abilities. It's just finding the
finding them.
The right
yeah.
the
sometimes
right
you have to find them, though,
find
too.
Find the
yeah.
ability and find the right match that's going to, you know, empower them or make them successful
right.
in whatever life that they choose. So abilities provide the full array of services. So people that are very behaviorally, medically mm-hmm. involved, feeding tubes.
Yes.
therapies, that kind of thing. And then the other end of the spectrum might be someone high-level autism, which you were saying, or mental health. You know, I've worked with individuals who had their master's degree in CAD drawing. Did I know how to show him how to do CAD drawing? No, absolutely not. But it was the support that we provided off-site that helped him be successful in his job.
Right.
So that's what yeah. we do.
And sometimes you mentioned some of those basic things like asking for a break mm-hmm. or communicating that you have a vacation with your family. I've known of situations like that where people have lost their job because they didn't realize you're supposed to tell them.
Just so
a
simple
little,
things.
Yes,
yeah.
ahead
yes,
of time.
There's
a
lot
have
of
a family
little things
vacation
we don't
coming
think about.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for a long time, my son, who we spoke about earlier, would get a job and then he'd lose it because he'd have a seizure or something and, you know, and a retail, say, would, you know, if you, because he would run to try to hide. And, you know, if you run over somebody, you know, an older right. woman and broke her hip or something, you know, and they're looking at it from their end too, which is, I understand. But since they have found a medication for his epilepsy and they have found something that works for his psychosis, he's been over 2 years at BJ's, and you know, he loves it. They love him.
That's great.
Yeah,
and
it is.
That's great. And we could tell you success stories over and over.
Mm-hmm.
We just provide whatever supports people need. We meet with them. What are your interests? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? And then we go out. So it's called job coaching.
Okay.
So we'll go out and actually approach employers and say, you know, we represent this organization. We see that you're hiring. We go in, provide free job coaching. So our staff goes in from day one, from the time they punch in to the time they punch out. We're right beside them providing the support so that they'll be successful. And then we eventually fade away because the goal is independence.
Sure, sure.
When they're independent on the job, then we have our follow-along program where we stop by 2-3 times a month just to make sure things are going okay. So it's our forever kind of support program that, you know, say, again, I wake up in the morning, I'm having a bad day, we can go out there and provide support.
Right.
Say I've been working there 2 years and things have been going really great, I'm ready for a career advancement or a promotion, we can go in and do additional training. So it's that lifelong support service. That's what we provide.
Yeah, and I think finding the right position means a lot, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about that match, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to love your job, or otherwise it's a job.
Right. And, you know, my son's boss told me that, he says, I can't believe the change over your son since he was hired to now. He would always look down and wouldn't look at you when he was talking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's selling stuff, and he has to look at the person, you know.
Right.
And he says he cracks jokes, he looks at you, he laughs, he's, you know.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, it is. And, you know, it's 5 hours, you know, 3-4 days a week, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives him a reason to get up in the morning.
Right.
And one day he volunteers at the hospital. So that's it. Well, actually, today he volunteered at the hospital. And so that's another reason to get up in the morning because you got to go volunteer.
Right.
So it just is enough hours. It's not, you know, overwhelming. And it's enough for him, you know. And he has his own apartment.
Perfect.
So he's had for 5+ years his own apartment. So, you know. He does come over on Sunday for supper, though.
Of course. Yeah. Always have to go for a free meal.
Do his laundry.
Yeah, exactly. And do his laundry. Right, exactly. You know, because you have to pay to do it where he lives in his apartment. You know.
So you really take that story that you just shared and you multiply it by 350 people. That's what we do every day.
Right.
So whether it's, you know, at our day program where, like Ashley was saying, they do life skills, community outings.
Functional communication training, which is huge for some of our nonverbal individuals.
Sure.
Teaching them how to communicate, even if it's simple sign language or it's pictures or it's using a device, giving them some option to be able to express themselves or express what their wants are if there is something wrong.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I guess, you know, doing what I do as opposed to what you guys are doing, you know, I was telling you how my wife has to back away from it now. I would be that way with your positions, because I see people in a hospital that come in and I, my God, really, you know, they're that bad off and it just breaks my heart, you know, and I don't know if I could deal with it every day like
you
guys
do. I got to tell you, our staff is amazing. I mean, honestly, are amazing. They're dedicated. They love working with the individuals. They'll come up with accommodations. They're creative. They're just very passionate about what we're doing. So we're very blessed that we have a great staff that really want to make a difference. So with having those individuals in our programs, it's,
right.
You know,
and
again,
we
look at the abilities.
I think you can get past a lot of that, too, when you start working around people with disabilities because you see the positives in them. And it when they do something you've been working on with them and teaching them how to do a new skill and they all of a sudden do it one day, you're excited.
Sure.
That makes your whole day, that makes your whole week, everything worth it because you help teach them that.
Ashley, you want to share the story on the way drive down here? Ashley just received an email from a family and maybe without using names.
Yeah.
No, don't use names.
It was a very positive email about how they were out and about on the weekend and they were going to a new restaurant and they wanted their son to come to the restaurant with him, but it was new. So they were explaining they were going to a new place and they ended up going out and the waitress came over and asked what they wanted and he used his communication device to be able to tell them what they wanted, what he wanted. which is a huge obstacle. You know, we work on it in so many different ways that it was a major milestone for someone to be able to go out and do that independently, not being prompted. So that was a big thing.
Staff taught the skills to use the technology to be able to communicate in their own community. That's what it's about.
And there's always success stories. Primarily, at least every day, you could see a success story in someone. It's just a matter of looking at it the right way and viewing it the correct way. Because they all, they become family to you as well. When you're working with them every day, they become part of your family. You worry about them when they're off, just like they worry about us when we're off. Well, where's this staff? You know, they want to know. They want to make sure everyone's okay. And they're very loving and caring in that way. So definitely once you work with them, it's a little bit different.
That's awesome. I assume what you're talking about is your supported employment services?
Correct,
okay.
Yeah.
I picked right up on
good
that.
Job.
See that?
Good job.
That's funny. Because then I was just wondering if, is there some, could some people possibly not really be able to do employment, but they could volunteer? Do you help them to get a volunteer job, let's say?
Sure, our day program, I was actually going to say to Ashley if she could talk about. So our day program, again, they work on life skills, all the skills that Ashley was referencing, but we also do community things. So we try to engage our population into volunteering to different organizations in the community. They'll do community outings. So, yeah, we do connect people's likes to volunteer opportunities also.
Yeah, and we have one program that's actually making comfort pillows for the hospital, which they're going to be delivering some point in the next couple weeks. I believe it's Hackettstown Hospital they go to, but they make pillows for everyone, and they bring them up there, and that's something they really like. We have another group or another program that has helped out and gotten donations for a homeless shelter in Easton, Pennsylvania, right across the bridge, which was a neat opportunity. It was giving them more ideas of things that they could do outside of volunteering. And that program's actually working with a local food program where they're actually wrapping silverware. They can't necessarily volunteer because it's on a Saturday, but they're going down and picking up the silverware for the week, and they're wrapping all the silverware for them so that they just have to focus on the cooking for their Saturday dinner.
So we volunteer for Meals on Wheels, Meals at Home, Project Self-Sufficiency. They volunteer at a community garden. What are some other – in the food bank, they've gone and volunteer. We actually operate a food pantry out of one of our locations. So individuals volunteer to go pick up the food. They stock the shelves. So at the same time they're volunteering, they're learning skills, you know, customer service and retail skills.
Maybe how to bag groceries, because when they come in for the groceries, they're bagging them for them. So it's a skill that they could take out into the community.
We also operate a thrift shop out of one of our centers. So again, they're learning, you know, those customer service retail skills. I want to say if there's an innovative opportunity, we're creating it just because it's creating more opportunity for our individuals.
Where is your thrift shop?
It's located at Phillipsburg, but we just purchased a new facility. We are we're kind of grown out of that space, so it's going to be in Pohatcong Township, and we are opening a brand new Possibilities Thrift Boutique. So we're expanding our thrift services because there is a need for the community. So we're giving back to the community by having the thrift shop. But again, it's offering vocational skills that for our individuals. So it's going to be furnitures and lightly used items. And we're going to operate a little cafe out of there. And the individuals that attend our day program will be volunteering and working in the thrift boutique. And then the community will be coming in and hopefully purchasing a lot of wonderful things.
What is the STAR program?
Talk about STAR also. We are also very fortunate to have a collaborative partnership with Warren County Community College. We are having our STAR program is teaching classroom soft skills for individuals that are thinking about jobs in the community but really need that classroom instruction about get a plan, how do you keep a job, how do you get the job. So that's what that program's about. It's an 8 to 16 week program on the campus of Warren County Community College. So it's integrated in with the other college students. And we're teaching soft skills, and then after that, doing internships and career community-based instruction, career exploration, and then hopefully helping people find jobs.
So can anyone go? Can a student at the college go, or is that primarily for your population?
It potentially could get there, because I think there, you know, we did talk to the president of the college and said that, you know, there were some students that attend the college that could possibly benefit from that soft skill training also. But initially, it's going to be kids that are graduating or have graduated from high school that are going to go in this eight-week session, learn the soft skills, and then transition to employment.
Explain to me again, because I went over my head, what soft skills is.
It's communication, you know, how to keep a job, basically. Work ethic kind of stuff that we all take for granted that we just need to review. How to punch in, how to punch out. What do you do to how do you communicate to coworkers?
Could be interviewing skills. Okay. Having mock interviews. You know, interviews can be very scary to begin with going into. So by giving them chances
to crack,
for everyone.
Building resumes.
Yes, doing helping complete resumes. All of those things that you wouldn't necessarily really think they would need.
Right.
You know, we all need them, so.
Right.
Or those kids that, you know what, I've graduated now and I think I want a job, but I'm not really sure where my interests are, so we'll explore careers and say, you know, figure out what their interests are and let them sample jobs. We take them
out. Is that the job sampling?
Yeah. So we take them out, we'll say someone says, oh, I really like pets, I want to work with pets. And then so we would take them to, you know, like Common Sense for Animals or let them work with pets, and then they find out, well, I don't really like this because it's kind of smelly and I got scratched or whatever. So we explore different careers, and then they find out something they're passionate about, and then we help them get the jobs.
Mm-hmm. And how does the employers look at this when you come to various places to job sample, so to speak?
Again, we have job developers that go out and they talk about what we do. And again, it's like hiring anyone. It's just that we provide that extra support. So employers in the area really generally respond very positively to our supported employment program. So we just basically open the door, say, you're looking for a position. We've got someone who's able.
Can we bring him in, try him out?
Yeah.
Can we bring him in, try out the job? You know, then you can see if they're a match for the job as well, just the same as we are.
Yeah, and I hate to generalize, but a lot of times kids, normal kids or kids without disabilities, may get an entry-level job and they get that first paycheck and then they leave. Our guys are so excited about having an entry-level position. They show up every day. Mm-hmm. They're dedicated, they get that first paycheck, and then they come back again. We have people that have been working at places for 15, 20 years. I mean, they're just...
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just, we're starting out in the entry position and ending up moving up.
Right.
Where we've seen people actually go up to like an assistant manager of a section. You know, it's a great thing for them.
Sure.
They've done different areas and learned more skills from it.
Well, I know that I'm not doing a commercial for ShopRite, but I know that ShopRite is very,
very proactive,
very good in all the, you know, the Hunterton and Warren.
Very supportive.
And very, very supportive. Mr. Carrillo was just awesome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he also has, you know, families with issues. So, you know, he's more aware of it than other, and, you know,
he's more than
happy
supportive.
To support, you know, people with disabilities and so on and so forth. And
Kalalillo shop rates, there's one, Pohatcon, Clinton, of them. We have jobs sampled, so they'll allow us to bring a student in to try out careers. They're always very supportive of our program.
Right.
And I think something to remember with that is most people don't realize that, you know, they do collect Medicaid or Medicare, you know, money every month, but by these individuals being out there working, they're also giving back to that. They're not just taking from that system. And people don't necessarily realize that all the time, and it's a benefit to employers as well, because they're working and they're out there and they're doing their part just as we are. They're paying the taxes on their on their paycheck just as we are.
Right.
You know, they're the same as us.
Now,
looks like a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question. It's just I cut this out of the paper. When it came about that you got a grant.
We did.
From, I forget the bank, but, you know, it's for the STAR program?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so STAR is a new innovative program that we're just starting. So, you know, state funding is a little bit challenging. We are definitely being challenged by some system changes. So we do have a grant writer on staff. So we try to connect with foundations so that we can create new programs.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we have the foundation support, we can't come up with these special initiatives.
Right, right.
So I'm not sure which one that was, but we've gotten, you know, funding from Post and Christopher Reeves and the OHM Foundation.
Cathay Bank.
Right. Yes.
Bank, you know, foundation for the agency STAR program.
Yeah, right. So we're constantly looking for new partnerships to help us fund new programs. We are also expanding a sensory room in one of our facilities. So right now we're actively looking for some support just to help fund specialized sensory rooms for some of the autistic population that Ashley was referring to earlier.
Do you do any fundraising or anything like that?
We do.
You can tell us about it. Go ahead.
Lots of fundraising. Actually, in a couple weeks, we have our annual golf outing. We run a tricky tray. That's the best tricky tray in the area. We have an event that we partner with Rossi's
car dealership
in Washington, right. Called the Festival of Trees. It's a beautiful event during the holiday season. And then we have our annual gala that we change theme every year. That's our bigger event.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so we ask for sponsorships. We get the community involved. Always looking for some new funding so that we can continue our mission.
Okay, I know that you have professional services you offer. Could you elaborate a little bit on, like, medical?
So we do have a medical program where anyone who may have, you know, they may need some more support as far as medical goes. They may have a feeding tube. We have nurses on staff that can assist them and support that, along with, you know, they might need to be going to bed to get changed. They have that in that program. We do have that in other programs as well, but that's one of more medically frail. If they may have a seizure disorder that might be, you know, consistent and, you know, constant maybe every day, that might be a better program for them to be in because they do have medical attention. We do have a nurse that does go throughout all of our programs and will assist in any program as needed. What else do we have?
Occupational.
Behavior.
Behavior, we do have behavioral supports. We have all over in every program for the most part. So we do work with them. We develop behavior plans, and we kind of follow the ABA, which is Applied Behavior Analysis, their standards of how you could write a behavior plan and how you
implement new support.
Yes, implement. There's the word. I couldn't find it. I think I should know that by now. We do have occupational therapy who will work on anything. A lot of times if we have a student coming out of school who's going to be graduating soon and I get this referral and so-and-so is graduating from Phillipsburg High School, say, I'm going to call up. I want to go see the student. I want to see what program's the best program for them to go to. I want to kind of look at everything. I want to know the good, the bad, the ugly. If they have OT services or speech services, I want my OT or our speech therapist to make an appointment to go with their OT and speech therapist so that we can continue that service right over. So when they graduate school and they lose that service in school, we want to be able to continue that across the board. But occupational therapy can work on maybe they have trouble going down steps. We want to work on that kind of thing. But it can also be sensory related. So it could be a matter of using a brush on the arm, doing that kind of stuff. Could be using a pencil to write, teaching them how to properly hold a pencil and working with them. And it might come down to getting an adaptive equipment to support that person, to make it easier for them.
Okay.
Could be, you know, cups, bowls, anything to support them to be more independent, they're going to help work on.
Okay.
I have a question. Do you have an age limit on people you help?
No, really, it goes through adulthood. So, again, from 5 through adulthood.
Okay.
And we've had people that have worked out in the community and just were ready to retire, but yet wanted to still come to a day program. So they may come back to our center-based program. So it's more of a part-time schedule, more supervision. So really, it's a lifelong service, depending on, what somebody needs. So we're pretty connected with people throughout their whole spectrum of life.
Right. So they don't have to be on Medicaid. If somebody is ready to retire, they would pay privately, or
you could, but most times you are Medicaid. We will be fully Medicaid funded, pretty much in who knows the state changes in the time frame all the time. But that's the way the state is changing to. Instead of them funding us, it's going to be Medicaid providing the funding for this based on the person.
Health services, I think they're going through the same system change that we are, Medicaid reimbursement. So that's something we're all experiencing right now. So usually that Medicaid does follow most individuals that have some type of disability. So,
and you have what you call social enterprises, like sustainabilities.
Sustainabilities, what principalities, possibilities, everything has abilities. But sustainabilities, we have two programs. We have an electronic recycling program where, again, it's a skill training for the individuals that we serve. But we do e-waste collection events for townships. Everybody doesn't know what to do with electronics or things that, you plug in. How do you get rid of them, right? Because a lot of counties aren't taking them now.
Right.
You're having a hard time getting rid of those old TVs.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually a drop-off center. People can drop off their electronics, and we use it as a skill training. It's just great for our guys. They're getting paid for the work that they're doing. But it's a skill training that they have to identify tools. It's problem solving. It's math skills. You can't break something that's already broken. And they're dismantling them. And then we separate the components. And then we're selling them to a recycler. So that's one of our social enterprises.
I actually have an old television in my backyard that we're very big, trying to figure out what to do with it.
Thing about TVs are a little bit tricky. We can't dismantle TVs because they have a lead component in them. So we do charge for TVs. I think it's a $25 fee. And we only take up to 32 inches or 50 pounds.
Oh,
but everything else, TVs and monitors, because we can't dismantle them. But computers.
The towers.
Towers.
Keyboards.
Right.
Just telephone systems, anything.
DVD players, VCRs.
Yeah. All, right.
Anything that's electronic that doesn't maybe have a screen.
Yeah. Flat screens, but the older monitors, we can't dismantle them. But we can help people get rid of them. Unfortunately, we have to pay our recycler, so we do have to charge, for dropping them off. But that's out of our main facility in Washington, 264 Route 31 North. And you can drop off anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a drop off.
I'm going to have to weigh it.
If it's, I know.
Make sure it's not over 50 pounds. Yeah, I don't know.
They're really big. Yeah. It's a problem. It's, people, unfortunately, they end up laying it on the side of the road and they don't know what to do with them. So that was like a solution for the community, and again, it's a skill training for our guys.
I'm going to take my old TV and put it in her backyard.
There you go. She's collecting them, I heard.
Yeah.
And then our printabilities is a screen printing and embroidery shop that we operate. It's on Main Street, Washington. So we do screen printing and embroidery for anyone. We have a class reunion. We print for local high schools. We have lots of municipal team sports. I think our slogan is, you think it, we'll ink it.
It will ink it. Okay.
Yeah.
I can go with that.
But so no tattoos.
And again, it's a skill training. It's a service to the community, but it's a skill training for our individuals. They make minimum wage when they're working in our print shop. They're learning everything from customer service and folding and preparing an order. And, if somebody has skill in graphic, we can, hopefully help them with that. And they're printing the garment. And so it's a really great skill training.
You're like print T-shirts and stuff like that?
T-shirts, yeah. Broader, anything.
Oh,
Yeah.
They do so much.
So we can embroider anything as thin as a silk scarf or as thick of a leather jacket. So, multicolor printing. It's just like any other print shop that's around the area. It's just that we have staff there, and then the individuals that are doing the work are people with disabilities or with different abilities that are actually working in our print shop.
And they work right along with the staff.
Right. How big is your staff? You do so many things. I just can't believe it.
Overall, we have a staff of 125.
Wow.
I think that's 125.
Some are part-time.
I assume some are part-time.
Some part-time.
Some are volunteers.
Some of them are, that's just their paid staff. Some are van drivers, so they're transporting our individuals to the programs.
Okay.
But yeah, so
I was wondering about that because you're in Warren County. People can't walk around to these locations usually.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
But we do have a fleet of vans, and we serve Warren County, but individuals come from Hunterdon, Sussex, and Morris. So we're really saying Northwest Jersey, and then we, coordinate transportation to get to our different program locations. So we have a fleet of vans, plus we also use the county transportation. There is a shuttle that goes from Hunterdon Route 31, and actually Abilities is a hub, so they can be dropped off right at our facility.
Wow, I didn't know that.
We hope more people use it because it hasn't been used. It goes from Oxford, I believe, to somewhere, the pickup, the park and drive in Hunterdon.
Okay.
That's in Clinton.
Yeah, that's in Clinton.
Yeah. So, right. But it doesn't go down like to Flemington.
I don't believe it goes that far. But I believe there's a coordination of the link.
The link.
From that,
right.
From there to go further into Hunterdon County.
Right. Yeah.
So we, we get the referral, then we figure out the transportation, and hopefully it all comes together.
In the last 2 minutes that we have.
Time flew, didn't it?
See how time flies when you're having fun?
Let's go back.
If someone wanted some information, is there a phone number or a website or something like that you could give out?
Yes, our website has a lot of information, everything we talked about today. So that's www.abilitiesnw.com. So it's Abilities for Northwest.com.
Okay.
Yeah. We also have a very engaging Facebook page. So Abilities of Northwest Jersey is our Facebook page. And we talk about success stories or programs that we're offering.
Recently just celebrating our Staff Appreciation Day that we had on Friday and showing what we kind of did to give back to our staff who do a lot of great work every day.
Talk about our programs. We do have a family. We were talking earlier about family support groups. So we are just connecting connecting to our families. Tomorrow night we have it's really open to the public. It's really to our families, but if someone in the area has a need to want to understand more about special needs trust and estate planning, we have a session tomorrow night at 5:30 at our main facility in Washington. So they're welcome to come to that, and there's information about that on our website.
Is that from Plan New Jersey or?
We just have financial planners coming in
to
offer information about planning for the future for
who have the experience with
Right.
Now, I'm sure people could find out what you offer on the website. What about a phone number?
Sure. 908-689-1118. They can call and we can connect them to the right person. Or if they want to email, it's info@abilitiesnw.com. So I know a lot of people, it's easier just to email a question.
Right.
We'll get back to them right away.
Well, I can't thank you girls enough for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And you'll have to come again.
Ashley would be the first one to come.
See, now that Ashley, that you've got it out of your system, it wasn't that bad. You didn't faint.
No, not so much.
So thank you very much for the invitation. We always love to share our story and our mission.
Well, I think it's, I think it should be shared because I think people may not know about it. And, it's another organization that people may not be aware of unless they actually have a reason to be aware of it, right? Mm-hmm. So with that, I really thank you both for coming. And we will, I promise, have you back again. And remember, folks, we'll be here again. And mental health, folks, really does matter. So keep your mental health healthy. See you next time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in